Todd Pilkington here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Did you know that you were God's poem? Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, "For we are his workmanship," or as the concordance says, "we are his achievement." F.B. Meir, writing on this passage, says that the word workmanship in the Greek is the word poem. We are God's poems. Are you troubled and concerned about the direction of your life? Well, you needn't be. After all, he's the great poet of your life. You are his beautiful poem. The years of your life form his stanzas, and the days of your life every line. It may at times seem as though this poem has no rhyme or reason. The divine lines of your life may be painful, but he's directing them all for your good. Paul says in Romans 8:28, "For we know," something he knew for sure, and he wants you to know for sure, "for we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, who are the called according to his purpose." All things. And it's all in his own time and all in his own way. You're the masterpiece of his love. He's patiently shaping you, and he's telling a story, his story, with your life. Rest assured that you are like a building under construction, a painting yet wet and unfinished, a batter still being mixed, a tree that has yet to reach maturity, a tapestry still being woven. Wait with patience for the master's grand completion. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, probably one of my favorite verses of Paul. He says, "Being confident," or sure, "being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." No wonder Paul says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 25, "Then do we with patience wait for it." One of my favorite poems was written in 1948 by B.M. Franklin, and it's called "The Divine Weaver." "My life is but a weaving. The Lord is fashioning me. I cannot choose the colors. He worketh steadily. Oftentimes he weaveth sorrow, and I in foolish pride forget he sees the upper, and I the underside. Not till the loom is silent and the shuttle cease to fly shall God unroll the canvas and reveal the reason why. The dark threads are as needful in the weaver's skillful hand as the threads of gold and silver in the pattern he has planned. I do not know what next may come or what the morrow brings, but with the glad salute of faith, I hail its open wings." Now for your edification and enjoyment, here's a song from a dear friend of ours, Dennis Durham, singing "His Workmanship."
Tablets of our hearts. the colors come only after the rain. Just like the storms in our lives can be painful to bear, but after the pain come the blessings of the rain and the colors of the poet's refrain. By the Lord's mighty hand. At times it may seem like this poem has no reason or rhyme. Our lives may be filled with much sorrow, and its meaning at times hard to understand, but God is painting a picture, and we're the living colors in God's poetry. But the colors come only after the rain. Just like the storms in our lives can be painful to bear, but after the pain come the blessings of the rain and the colors of the poet's refrain. Sublime masterpiece of love. We are his workmanship, patiently shaped over time. He's telling a story with our lives, created by God's holy design. The colors of the rainbow are lovely to behold, but the colors come only after the rain. Just like the storms in our lives can be painful to bear, but after the colors of the poet's refrain. Just like the storms in our lives can be painful to bear, but after the pain come the blessings of the rain and the colors of the poet's refrain.